RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahman Hafiz, the headlines. President Joko Widodo affirms Muslims in Indonesia uphold the values of peace. President Joko Widodo opens the 9th Bali Democracy Forum. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo says religion plays an important role for human life in his opening speech of the 9th Bali Democracy Forum, which is held in Nusa Dua, Bali on Tuesday. President Joko Widodo said that culture to respect and tolerate each other has become trick to the world community, which is different. He views that Indonesian people are lucky and Indonesia has a very long history of pluralism.
Indonesia adalah rumah bagi kemajemukan.
Indonesia is a home of pluralism. There are more than 1,300 ethnics that live in Indonesia. Indonesia is the largest Muslim country in the world, around 85% from more than 252 million of Indonesian people are Muslims. Islam entered Indonesia about 7th century. Within its history, touched that Islam teaching entered Indonesia by peaceful means. Clearly about peace, which exists until now, keeps being held by Muslims in Indonesia.
Terus dipegang oleh umat Islam Indonesia.
Furthermore, President Joko Widodo said that besides Islam, Indonesia is a home of Christian, Catholic, Hindu, Buddha, and Confucian. The values of peace are also upheld by all people in Indonesia. At the Bali Democracy Forum this time, there will be a visit to Bali Bina Insani Islamic Boarding School in Tabanan. President Joko Widodo also affirmed that the boarding school becomes high tolerance value representation where a boarding school can live safely and compatibly amid Hindu followers. President Joko Widodo has said that there will be no repeat of the tax amnesty, thus taxpayers must use this one-time opportunity now. President Joko Widodo is on his tax amnesty campaign tour in Bali, the third province visited after he had toured South Sulawesi and East Kalimantan. Before some 2,000 business people in Bali and Nusa Dua Tenggara in the Bali Nusa Dua Convention Center, President Joko Widodo said the amnesty would be the last before the era of financial openness would start in 2018. He added that he found it necessary to directly address business people to join the amnesty because of its low participation rate so far. President Joko Widodo officially opens the 9th Bali Democracy Forum, which is held in Nusa Dua, Bali on 8th until 9th. December 2016, the forum with the theme Religion, Democracy, Tolerance is opened with welcoming speech by Indonesian President and Secretary General of United Nations for the period 1997-2006, Kofi Annan, on Tuesday. In his speech, President Joko Widodo said that in recent years he has obtained various concerns of the countries in the world. All and new conflicts keep happening in a number of countries. The conflicts include the freedom struggle of Palestinian people that still do not reach the expected result, the growth of radicalism and extremism in various parts of the world, and declining sense of tolerance. Thus, the forum, such as Bali Democracy Forum, is needed to exchange ideas and experiences on these issues.
Oleh karena itu, tema forum demokrasi Bali tahun ini.
because the theme of the Bali Democracy Forum this year is religion, democracy, and tolerance. I feel it very relevant with the situation and the world today, because we have high confidence that religion is a gift of God from the universal rahmatan lil alamin, because we are optimistic that democracy brings people's will and goodness to mankind, because we realize that tolerance is necessary because we are all different.
Karena kita semuanya berbeda-beda.
Furthermore, President Joko Widodo asked the delegation to ensure democracy to be able to work well so that it can support the stability and peace and bring prosperity to the people. He also added that the government should actively encourage the synergy among democracy, religion, and tolerance. At the same occasion, President Joko Widodo also said that the Bali Democracy Forum event this year is very special because it is attended by world leaders, Nobel Peace Laureate, the foreign minister, and delegates from 94 countries and international organizations. International Labour Organization of United Nations ILO is encouraging governments of the Asia-Pacific and Arab countries to do comprehensive steps in a bid to handle migrant worker issues. Michelle Linton, ILO's chief of the Labour Migration Branch, in his statement at the 16th Asia-Pacific ILO meeting in Nusa Dua, Bali on Wednesday, said that the current issue faced by migrant workers are supposed to be pressed through the recruitment that protects human rights and international standards. He said that this also includes comprehensive rules about manpower recruitment system. Moreover, Michelle Layton also encourages governments in the Asia-Pacific and Arab countries to improve cooperation between sending and receiving countries of migrant workers to prevent cross-country exploitation.
Government should also foster cooperation between sending and receiving countries, because this is the key means by which the exploitation going on across borders for migrant workers takes place, and we need to close those gaps.
Michelle Linton added that Asia-Pacific and Arab countries have to play their major role in manpower supports for the public. This is also covering the involvement of business people in forming recruitment system control that protects human rights and fulfills the international standard. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said that Indonesia encourages the government of Myanmar to protect and honor the human rights in Rakhine State, Myanmar, including Muslims who live in this country. After attending the Baltra meeting with Foreign Affairs Minister of Suriname in Nusa Dua, Bali on Wednesday, Minister Retno said that she has met with State Chancellor of Myanmar Aung San Suu Kyi and discussed about important cases for humanitarian aid. Minister Retno also said Indonesia is ready to provide humanitarian aid for Myanmar.
Dan Indonesia siap, sudah siap. Jadi setelah pertemuan dengan State Councilor, saya juga...
So Indonesia is ready. After meeting with State Councilor, we also held meeting with some humanitarian organizations of Indonesia, which are also ready to help. It is a group of humanitarian organizations in Indonesia and also aid from Indonesian people. We agreed to provide assistance by humanitarian approach.
Kita sepakat bahwa pendekatan yang akan kita berikan di dalam memberikan bantuan adalah pendekatan kemanusiaan.
Furthermore, Minister Retno Marsudi said that Indonesia has just finished building two schools in Rakhine State. By finishing the buildings, Indonesia has built six school buildings in Rakhine State. Minister Retno and Aung San Suu Kyi also discussed the funds for their assistance required by Myanmar. In addition, the meeting also discussed about the medium-term and long-term meeting. The two countries also established cooperation to develop capacity building for good governance, respect for human rights, and cooperation to develop democracy. Such cooperation is followed cooperation that has long been implemented with Myanmar. The last item, International Labour Organization of United Nations ILO revealed the fact that migrant workers in the world are facing greater challenges than ever. It was affirmed by ILO's Chief of Labour Migration Branch, Michelle Linton, on his speech in the 16th ILO meeting of Asia-Pacific region in Nusa Dua, Bali on Wednesday. Michelle feels that although migrant workers provide benefits for both for the workers and the state of origin, this has changed as the time goes by. He said migrant workers are currently facing more serious challenges from the opportunity to get a decent job.
And a number of factors contribute to that. It starts with the high cost that migrants have to pay for their jobs. This exposes them to exploitation, and it often starts at the recruitment stage. This is a consequence of how recruitment is managed, regulated, and monitored, or not. We also find that recruitment fees are not the only costs. In fact, recruitment can lead to other phenomena, and that is deficiencies in working conditions.
Migration has become the main agenda in many countries and high priority for ILO member countries. Ms. Layton also added that the number of movement of people in the world is greater since World War II. Ms. Layton also said that currently there are 244 million people who move from one country to another. On the other hand, the level of refugees has also increased to 65 million people. In addition, the number of migrant workers has now reached 150 million people. According to ILO's data, the Asia-Pacific is the region with the highest contribution in terms of migration of the world's population. Therefore, effective measures are necessary to regulate the population migration while providing safeguards towards migration process. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, a commentary today entitled Tourism Sector More Promising. Indonesia is actively developing tourism as one of the leading industries, since the tourism has become a lifestyle of most people in the world. Even among some high-income people, traveling has become a main thing. The tourism sector can be relied upon as one of the largest foreign exchange earnings. If managed well and seriously and supported by all related stakeholders, the target of Indonesia in 2019 is to bring 20 million tourists so it can obtain foreign exchange amounting to $20 billion. Surely, great opportunity in the tourism market is a challenge for Indonesia to be able to utilize the existing natural potential as optimally as possible. Indonesia, as an unprivileged country, has a natural beauty and diverse culture. From Sabang to Merauke, each region has a various and excellent potential ranging from culture-based tourism, nature, maritime, agro, religion, history, education, shopping, to culinary. According to the World Economic Forum, currently the rank of Indonesian tourism competitiveness has also improved from 17th rank to 20th out of 141 countries. The tourism sector is more promising because it has a broad impact and is able to touch all economic fundamentals. As the regions of Indonesia, tourism as a driving machine for economy is quite powerful if the region's tourism destination is able to be managed well. The initiative of regional governments to hold various cultural events and festivals are an effective step of tourism promotion. Take, for example, the cross-border festival in Atambua, whose territory is bordering with East Timor. This event is able to attract tourists from East Timor to come to Indonesia. In addition, there are also marine festival Wonder of Tanjung Lesung in Banten, West Sumatra Expo 2016, Carnival Night Banyuwangi Festival, each of which was successful to attract tourists both domestically and internationally. Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Tourism, has also endeavored to develop tourism sectors such as by making visa-free policy for 169 countries. Moreover, the government has set 10 priority tourism destinations by optimally improving the infrastructure and resources. The government has also encouraged some state enterprises to cooperate with and to involve in developing tourism destination spots in the regions across Indonesia. Hopefully, with the tourism promotion program that is sustainable and structured in development planning, the government's target to bring foreign tourists to Indonesia can be realized. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listeners, it's nice to meet you again and our daily program Today in History offer RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. While we begin our program with an event that happened on December 8, 1962 when the Brunei Revolution broke, it was led by Yasin Afandi and his armed rebels. Rebellion of Brunei broke on 8 December 1962 and it was led by Yasin Afandi and his armed rebels. The rebellion began to attack Syria oil city, high-end oil installation of Shell and attacking police station and government facilities surrounding at the Iran Protectorate. The rebellion was considered as one of the first steps of Indonesian-Malaysian confrontation. The next event was in 1980 when John Lennon was murdered. John Winston Ono Lennon, MBE, who was born on 9th October 1940 and died on 8th December 1980, was an English singer and songwriter who co-founded the Beatles, the most commercially successful band in the history of popular music. With fellow member Paul McCartney, he formed a celebrated songwriting partnership. Born and raised in Liverpool, Lennon became involved in the skiffle craze as a teenager. His first band, The Quarrymen, evolved into Beatles in 1960. When the group disbanded in 1970, Lennon embarked on a solo career that produced albums including John Lennon, Plastic, Ono Bank, and Imagine. Songs such as Give Peace a Chance, Working Class Hero, and Imagine. After his marriage to Yoko Ono in 1969, he changed his name to John Ono Lennon. Lennon disengaged himself from the music business in 1975 to raise his infant son, Sean, but reemerged with Ono in 1980 with a new album, Double Fantasy. He was murdered 3 weeks after his release. And the last event was in 1987 when summit in Washington, D.C. between President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, and the leader of Soviet Union, Mikhail Gorbachev, for the first time signed treaty on nuclear arms reduction. This historic agreement limited the number of short and medium-range missiles. The two superpower countries have 2,611 short and medium-range missiles, which were most of them placed in Europe and Southeast Asia. The treaty was ratified by the U.S. Senate on 27 May 1988 and enacted on June 1, 1988. The treaty became an important step to next agreement, namely the reduction of long-range missiles that was signed in 1991. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello, listeners. Nice to be with you in our regular program, Focus. The theme of today's focus is ASEAN Economic Community enables foreign agriculture instructors to enter Indonesia. Entering the era of ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, which has been applied at the end of last year, it enables agriculture instructors from abroad to work in Indonesia. If it happens, certainly this hampers employment opportunity for agriculture ones in Indonesia. Thus, quality improvements should be done, such as certification of agricultural instructors. This was stated by Major Agricultural Instructor of Coordinating Board Rio Province, Ismedi Utomo, to Radio Republik Indonesia on last Friday. He said that to improve the competence of agriculture instructors, their professionalism in agriculture system must be improved, such as standardization, accreditation, and certification of competence. He also said that the instruction certification is aimed at improving the competence of agriculture instructors as mandated by Law No. 16/2006, according to the Indonesian National Competence Work, SKKNI. So the agriculture instructors have the competence and qualification based on job demand. Ismedi Utomo also stated that the process of granting certificates to agriculture instructor is carried out systematically and objectively through a competency test by referring to SKKNI agriculture instruction. Meanwhile, an expert of Rio Governor Tiant Mastina emphasized that the era of AEC makes Indonesian government be better prepared to withstand foreign goods and services from neighboring countries. Because of the presence of the pre-market, foreign products and services may circulate freely and unrestrictively in Indonesia. One of the reports made by the government through the Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries is by enhancing the participation of fisheries sector as the agent of changes and backbone of economic development. Both quantity and quality of fishing instructors have to be prepared toughly, reliably, and competently. Tian Mastina also views that the potential of Indonesian fishery, including Riau province, has large area for regional fishing. This has to be optimally managed because there is still a lack of public knowledge in optimizing marine resources and fisheries. Thus, the professional fishery instructors may play a major role to help people maximizing the potential, in addition to conducting surveillance against illegal fishing. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana. Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo says religion plays an important role for human life. In his opening speech of the 9th Bali Democracy Forum, which is held in Nusa Dua Bali on Tuesday, President Joko Widodo said that culture to respect and tolerate each other has become trick to the world community that is different. President Joko Widodo has said that there will be no repeat of the tax amnesty, thus taxpayers must use this one-time opportunity now. President Joko Widodo officially opens the 9th Bali Democracy Forum, which is held in Nusa Dua Bali on 8 until 9 December 2016. The forum with the theme Religion, Democracy, Tolerance is open with a welcoming speech by Indonesian President and Secretary General of the United Nations for the period 1997-2006, Kofi Annan, on Thursday. International Labour Organization of United Nations ILO is encouraging governments of the Asia-Pacific and Arab countries to do comprehensive steps in a bid to handle migrant worker issues. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said that Indonesia encourages the government of Myanmar to protect and honor the human rights in Rakhine State, Myanmar, including Muslims who live in this country. International Labour Organization of United Nations ILO revealed the fact that migrant workers in the world are facing greater challenges than ever. It was appointed by ILO's Chief of the Labour Migration Branch, Michel Layton, in his speech in the 16th ILO meeting of Asia-Pacific region in Nusa Dua Bali on Wednesday. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to the Adu Kaki tradition. Stay tuned. Listener, the majority of Indonesian people living as a farmer, people rely their livelihood on agriculture. Of course, they hope their agricultural products always abundant. In order to get abundant harvest, many traditions carried out by Indonesian people. One of them carried out by people in Kande Api Village, Tikala Sub-District, Rantai Pao, North Toraja Regency, South Sulawesi. They hold Adu Kaki tradition when the harvest party. This tradition is not fighting. They attack the opponents just by kicking on foot. Listener, Aduka tradition, also called Adu Semba tradition. It is the tradition of community in Kandiapi village that has lasted a long time. This tradition is not an anarchy game, but as requirement of local residents to have abundant harvest in the year to come. They believe it will be threatened crop failure if they do not perform the Semba tradition. Listener, every year, Kandiapi residents hold a harvest festival tradition by bringing a wide variety of traditional foods such as rice, bamboo, or peo, starting the harvest festival procession. One of the local traditional leaders firstly give ritual advice of Makparapa, which contains messages of the ancestors of the rules of farming. This rule still embraced by the local community until nowadays. After that, the people who crowded the location of Harvest Festival presented Magalu dance performed by young girls. The dance is meaningful as an expression of gratitude to God for the abundant harvest. During the dance, the audiences who are comforted give money as a sign of joy and grateful. Meanwhile, some other residents held Maklabuk tradition or pounding rice. In this tradition, the men hit a mortar with a high rhythm, followed by dance and movement resemble the typical shout of Toraja. The local people believe if the rhythm of pounding mortar can repel pest of rice, the higher the rhythm of beats, the more pests are killed. Listeners, after pounding rice tradition, the people hold Adu Kaki tradition. The fighting tradition is usually done by teenage boys and men. The Sisemba game has several variations. Firstly, one-on-one. This type of fighting is done by two participants who will fight each other. Secondly, the game is pairs, which is done by two teams. Each team is represented by two participants who should be holding hands. If one team releases the grapes, while playing in pairs, they are declared lost. When one pair fell down, then the opponent is no longer allowed to attack. No wonder there are many people who suffered injuries or wounded, since severity of the kicks from each opponent. However, the game is usually controlled by the traditional leaders. Although the game looks rough and tough, but people who kick each other do not bring resentment to the outside arena. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Adu Kaki tradition from South Sulawesi. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you about Soekarno-Hatta Airport becomes the most connected in Asia-Pacific. Stay tuned. Bandara Soekarno-Hatta International Airport is the main airport that serves flight to Jakarta. The airport is located on the 2,200 hectares area and began operation in 1985. Now the arrival and departure are done at two runways. There are three sub-terminals in this airport: Terminal 1 for domestic flight, Terminal 2 for domestic and international flights, and Terminal 3 for domestic flights. Day by day, Soekarno-Hatta International Airport develop more comfortable facilities for the visitors. Recently, Soekarno-Hatta Airport is expressed as the most connected airport in Asia-Pacific by the air travel intelligence company based in UK, OAG. Moreover, the company also declared the Soekarno-Hatta Airport is ranked 7 in the world, in line with 9 other international airports in the US. According to the newest data of AOG about the company's Mega Hub Index, Soekarno-Hatta Airport is on the 10 top list in Asia with 566 connectivity index. The airport high connectivity is influenced by total inbound and outbound flight. This result then divided into the table based on region and kinds of airlines. On the busiest hours, the Soekarno-Hatta International Airport could receive 40,000 potency connection in 6 hours. It means the airport connected passengers to 71 different destinations. In 5 years, Soekarno-Hatta Airport plans to make continuous development. In order to be an international transit center and 5-star airport, the airport needs 30 billion rupiah of fund. Listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany that informs you about Soekarno-Hatta International Airport that becomes the most connected airport in Asia-Pacific. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and I'll see you on the next Miscellany.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I will introduce you to an Indonesian pop singer, Mayang Sari. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Tiada Lagi by Mayang Sari. Happy listening.
Sia-sia sudah kita jalin cinta, bila hati selalu berbeda. Sampai kapan lagi ku harus kecewa di dalam dada. Seandainya kita masih bersatu, tak mungkin kan menyatu. Walau masih ada sisa cinta, biarkan saja berakhir sampai di sini. kecewa di dalam dada. Seandainya kita masih bersatu, tak mungkin kan menyatu. Walau masih ada sisa cinta, biarkan saja berakhir sampai di sini.
Listener, the song entitled Tiada Lagi has successfully catapulted the popularity of Mayang Sari. This song was the second production of the first album produced around 90s. Since this second production, Mayang Sari's reputation began to be taken into account in the Indonesian music industry. The beautiful singer who was born in Purwokerto on August 23, 1974, in addition to singing, she is also good at sinden or Javanese rendition of the song. Her talent was obtained from her father, who works as a puppeteer, and mother as a famous sinden. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Selamat Malam Cinta by Mayang Sari. Happy listening.
Thank you.
Listener, after she got married, Mayang's activities in singing began to fade. The singer has busy to take care of her family business, while singing activities only carried out for some important and special events. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today of Music Corner, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Harus Malam Ini and Rasa Cintaku by Mayang Sari. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Thank you.
sendiri begitu cepat malam berlalu. Tak mungkin ku tahan lajunya jalan sang cinta di dalam hatimu.
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
It's live to www.voi.co.id.
Cintaku
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.